Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you guys.
Yeah. Woo!
Name. N-A-M-E. Name. Text the word name to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Name. Name. By the way, next week, last week on the 12K a day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So get going on this, you guys.
Text name, quick.
Do it. And then pick up the phone when it rings in an hour. That's how you get the money. Time for the celebrity trash, and it's we're going to start with what's happening this weekend on TV.
Oh, what is it?
Screen Actors Guild Awards are on Sunday night.
Oh, all right.
I only mentioned that because we're in the Screen Actors Guild. It's only because the radio union and the Screen Actors Union.
Well, it's not even. Well, I guess it is the radio. It's the TV and,
TV
radio,
and radio
union,
right.
AFTRA.
Right. American Federation of Radio and Television Actors. That's us. We're
merged
radio actors.
With
right. SAG-AFTRA.
Right.
So anyway, now I'm like, they're on my radar now because I get DVDs from them. Apparently I can vote.
It's pretty damn great.
It is. It's awesome. I don't mean to bitch about it at all. Certainly hope it didn't come off like that because I love being in SAG.
Well, it's nice to think that, I mean, this pension thing they talk about is a mystery to me, but
yes.
I do hope I'm pleasantly surprised the first time I go to my mail and go, oh,
well, look at this.
Well, that really worked out, didn't it? Those dues were worth it. I hope that's the way that plays.
I am with you 100%. Saturday Night Live this weekend, James McAvoy is the host. Meek Mill is the musical guest. And Sunday on Fox, they're doing a live. You know how they're doing all these live?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar and Peter Pan and all these different things. Rent. Is live.
Oh, you know what? I actually liked that show.
Mm.
I went and saw it.
Is
I don't
it?
Know how. Yeah.
Oh, you saw the play live?
I saw the play live.
Oh, that's great.
It's one of the first plays I saw,
I
think. This was a long time ago, though. I saw it first time around.
The absolutely classic best movie ever made, Team America World Police. They get the guy that comes in to save the day from this play on Broadway, and it's like a ripoff of Rent, and everybody's got AIDS.
Oh,
everybody's
boy.
Got
oh, God.
AIDS. It's just, you know,
it's funny.
It's a super offensive
is AIDS
movie.
Funny?
No one should. No, it's
a funny.
It's
part
not
of the
funny,
film.
But it's a hilarious part.
Okay,
my grandma, grandpa.
You get AIDS, and you get.
Yeah,
AIDS.
Basically, it's like that. But it's just, you know, they're just. It's a send up of everything, and they call the Screen Actors Guild the Film Actors Guild.
Oh,
which, if you can imagine, that the acronym is slightly different. And there's puppets every, like, Alec Baldwin is the speaker for that. And there's a Susan Sarandon puppet and a Tim Robbins puppet and a Matt Damon puppet. And it's just, oh, God, that movie is so great. Totally offensive.
What's it called again?
Team America World Police. Oh. It's the puppet movie that the guys from South Park did. And I've seen it 300 times. So many
you
times.
Must have, because you have no memory. So the fact that you've memorized this much from it
Everybody's
means it's imprinted
AIDS.
In you.
Gary, your acting will save us all. That's where the I'm So Lonely song comes from that we play from here.
Yeah.
So
Lonely. So Lonely.
Where is Bryn?
He's off. I have asked him for a million things today. Comedian Kevin Barnett, 32 years old.
This is the guy that died, passed away in Mexico.
He did. So I, of course, said, well, he obviously OD'd. No, I'm a jerk, and I take it back. And I'm very sorry to say that he died from pancreatitis. According to an autopsy, he had complications caused by pancreatitis. They said that in the autopsy, they determined that the cause of death was non-traumatic hemorrhage caused by pancreatitis.
Did he know he had it?
Truly, I don't know. They're just they go into all the things about pancreatitis, though. In
I wonder. The question is, I wonder if he'd had this happen in America,
if it would have been a different
if he would
outcome.
Have lived, because I know when my dad passed, they said to my mom, if he was in America, he would have lived.
Oh. Where were they again?
The Grand Cayman.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
Cayman Islands.
What a
well,
they
it is what it
tell
is.
You that.
Well, it is what it is. That's something that I've mentioned many times. Mm-hmm. People travel to other countries and they just have this expectation that everything's up to the standards we have here.
Well, and it never crosses your mind that you might have some kind of medical emergency that will be
course,
the death
right.
of you because you're not in America.
Right. And that, I wonder if this guy in Mexico didn't get the what he needed.
At this moment, his body is apparently... At the moment, his body is still in facilities of the Forensic Medical Service of Tijuana.
That's the other thing. They couldn't get my dad released.
And, According to the... Oh, they held the body?
Well, they were like, we're going to do our investigation, and he's not in on the weekends, and there are some people in front of him in line.
Oh.
And it was just one of those weird things where you're like, what? And it's you're dealing with another country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt that in Mexico, the family is probably saying, we need our guy.
Yeah.
And they're probably saying, we'll release him when we do.
They're waiting to deliver the body to his family members, according to this. The Mayo Clinic is saying pancreatitis is inflammation in the pancreas. The pancreas is a long, flat gland that sits tucked behind the stomach in the upper abdomen. It produces enzymes that help digestion and hormones that regulate the way your body processes sugar. It can occur as acute pancreatitis, meaning it appears suddenly and lasts for days, or pancreatitis can occur as chronic pancreatitis, which occurs over many years. Mild cases may go away without treatment, but severe cases can cause life-threatening complications. So we don't know if this is something that he's been dealing with or if this just set on him, but 32 is too young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The other thing that doesn't help, and this is pretty typical of a lot of men, is there's something wrong and they just won't go get help
right.
or get checked out.
Mm-hmm. I want to say it was, darn it, who's the guy who died? He's the Werewolves of London guy.
Warren Zevon?
Yeah. He died of lung cancer. And I want to say that he was on Letterman's show just like days before he passed. And he was like,
you're right.
He was like, it's my fear of doctor. It's my phobia that didn't work out for me. I have a phobia of doctors that didn't work out. Like he was, you know, they find out that he had it so late.
Mm-hmm. And I think I read, and this is, I have too many things in my head, so I'm probably screwing this up. I think I read that he got it from like childhood asbestos in his house.
Oh,
like
he wasn't from smoking?
I don't think so. I think it was like he spent time in an attic as a kid playing. Uh-huh. I could be wrong. Anyway, that the Warren Zevon story, you have that part right. He was on Letterman, and he had just finished a record. So he
a record about him dying of lung cancer or something.
Who's right?
Mesothelioma. I always see this commercial, and I always go, is it meso or meso?
Whatever, go on.
Mesothelioma. Okay, a deadly cancer caused by exposure to asbestos.
Oh, wow.
He was a victim of this.
Well, either way. If he'd gone to the doctor a little earlier,
he might have been.
He might have been. Who knows? Sometimes they
can't
cure it.
Isn't that Steve Jobs? Like he said, his one regret is he tried to do this natural healing
right.
for the
he
cancer he'd been diagnosed
not,
with,
uh-huh. not doing what he should have done. He gave that disease years to work its magic on him.
Right,
and dark magic it was. Over the weekend, he shared this Kevin Barnett guy. 32 years old, died of pancreas, some kind of complication from pancreatitis, shared his last ever social media post, a photo of himself on the sidewalk in Mexico. The caption was, in Mexico, bought myself a sweater, been accused of appropriation several times. In my head, I just gave a lady some money so I ain't cold. Either way, swag heavy, mixtape coming. He just got a show on TV called Rel. It premiered in September. Look, it doesn't matter what he had going on. It's absolutely tragic. 32-year-old kid died. On the other end of the spectrum, Ozzy Osbourne seems to be able to do whatever he wants to himself and just keeps on living. Mm-hmm. Ozzy's intense coughing ruptured a blood vessel in his eye. Here's a picture of it. It's in black and white, Vinny. If you really want to see it, we could have...
I'm good.
He went on Instagram Thursday to share that his intense coughing is causing other health issues.
Boy, his eyebrows are highly manicured. He's clearly...
Thank you very much.
Being taken to a place where he's...
I cough so hard I burst a blood vessel in my eye.
Trying getting the facials, the hair color.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all this stuff.
Look at his wife, you know? She is just...
Good for you.
Tweaked.
Yes.
You know? I'm sure he is, too.
I love Ozzy, so...
I do, too.
Yeah, me, too.
And I've heard some really bad things he's done to the musicians who've worked with him in the past.
Uh-huh.
Screwing them over.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Money. It's awful. Like, one of the guys who wrote the songs on his first... They didn't get credit. They didn't get writer credit,
I didn't even remember that he did it. It's just me. I wrote them all. I cough so hard I burst a blood vessel in my eye. That's how he captioned it. No other details about his health or if the cough is related to a cold or another ailment. He's had all kinds of health problems over the years and accidents and stuff, too.
What was the thing? Did he have something going on with his hand or
fungus? He got a manicure in October, and he got an infection in his thumb that spread to his whole hand. He had to undergo emergency surgery to stop the infection from spreading.
Uh-huh.
So, don't they say that if you get manicures on the regular, actually, if you get any manicures, you should bring your own tools with you? Some places will actually sell you a set of tools, write your name on the box, and put it up in the wall of boxes. And then
serious?
Oh, I've never seen that.
And then you pull your manicure set out, and they use your tools on you. I say go with that.
Yeah.
I say cut your toenails at your house.
Yeah, but
go
it's
in
nice
your backyard.
To get someone to do stuff.
Trim those puppies up real good.
I would if I could, but I end up messing them up and then damaging them, kind of too short, and then they're janky. And
right. No, it's nice to have someone work on your toes and on your fingers.
Get
all
the stuff
out. And it looks pro, and, you know, like your left hand, you can always get real good with your polish, but the right hand's always it's a mess.
I can never do it. I could barely see my toes. I need someone to do that stuff for me.
I just don't bother with them. I don't care. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah.
Going strong, kids.
Are they?
They're both getting divorces. They're just in love, those two kids. They're planning to move in together. I'm sure they'll find some palace to live in. He's worth $137 billion currently. He's about to give half of that away. So the news of their romance.
Well, give it away. She helped make that fortune, so... We can argue
half
absolutely. Of that is hers.
I'm arguing that. She was with him before he was even a millionaire.
That's right,
now
baby.
He's a kajillionaire.
That's right, Ella.
So the news first broke after he announced his divorce from Mackenzie after 25 years, his wife of 25 years, and a joint statement on Twitter. They're saying this is likely to be the most expensive divorce ever, that she will walk with $60 billion or something, 60 plus. Sanchez, this chick, Lauren Sanchez, I guess, the part of it that I don't like, because I don't care who's with who, and love finds you, the heart wants what it wants, whatever
wants
we
what
say.
It wants, right. But if it's a golf pro,
golf bum.
Maybe that's who it is. Don't do it, lady.
Cone.
It's that these were two... That's somebody else's stuff.
Man, I hope we hear
back from
that lady. Two couples.
I know,
me too. This is from...
Yesterday's Secret Show.
Right.
We did a couple bad advices that were just like bitch slap ones. Like, come on. So what I hate is that these are two couples that hung together for years. Like, you know how couples have couple friends, and you hang out together all the time. And it turns out that these two wound up falling in love over the years. He's saying that they worked together, that they had some dealings, like worked on projects together, and that's how they fell in love.
Well, Amazon's moved into the movie business, so he was very much working with that woman's husband at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they definitely had, and they were just couple friends. They vacationed together. They had lots of dinners together. I'm sure they played cards on a Friday night. Fun.
You know who else did that was Simon Cowell. He took his buddy's wife, too. Yeah. I guess that's the new thing.
He had a baby with her. I think they do live together.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're.
It was one of his best friends' wives, and I don't know. He just like lured her away and knocked her.
Wasn't hard. Charming. He's so rich and charming.
Yeah. He's so not mean handsome. At all.
Anyway, these two, they've not been spotted out together since the news of their relationship broke, but they are in constant contact, according to People magazine. It looks like he made his first public outing since he announced his divorce at the 16th annual Living Legends of Aviation Awards, hosted by John Travolta. She is a helicopter pilot, apparently. Is
yeah.
She's like
well,
a pilot.
She's definitely been in the news business for most of her career, but she loves to fly.
People with money take those lessons. Sure. I've known people who do.
That seems like a great skill to have.
Yeah.
So they're saying, basically, their families dealt with this in the fall before any of us knew anything about it. The world's catching up with it. It's had zero impact on their relationship, Bezos and Sanchez's relationship. They've never been stronger.
Oh, good.
So congratulations to all those people. The good part is none of them will starve. I guess that's the good part. I don't know. Magic Mike, the musical. Where's Brittany?
Gleaming gold.
Perfectly tanned.
We don't need
He's
him.
Tight as a drum.
You just say it for us live, Hooman.
Oh, you want to shout for him?
Yeah, tell us. No. Tell us what Channing Tatum's abs looked like in Magic Mike. Go.
Gleaming gold, perfectly round. How's that?
Nah,
not the same.
You didn't. It doesn't have the creepy needy factor that you had the first time.
Okay, try it again.
Well, where's Bryn?
Bryn, just... whoa!
Come on!
Anyway, Magic Mike is what this story is about.
Uh-huh.
It is loosely based on Channing Tatum's own story about how he was a male dancer for a time in his youth. Came out in 2012, and I believe there was a sequel too, right?
Yes.
It looks like it is going to be debuting in Boston as a stage show. Somebody's written some music for it. There's all kinds of dance numbers. And Magic Mike is then going to hit Broadway, apparently. Get ready for Magic Mike, the Broadway musical, Channing Tatum tweeted. World premiere at the Emerson Colonial Theater in Boston this November. That's a ways away. Tickets on sale today. This is what he tweeted the other day ago. So, tells the story of a college student turned male entertainer, Mike Lane. Struggling to make ends meet, Mike takes a job dancing at an exclusive nightclub and winds up loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
But as he scrambles to hide his alter ego from his dad and his girlfriend, he finds himself needing to make some difficult choices. Can Mike follow his dreams without losing more than his clothes?
Kenny?
Well, we'll find out when we see the stage show, won't we? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big one. $1,700 a ticket. I hope you can go.
Oh, you. No. Hey, can we get an update on the boys? Are they going
looks
to
like they're going.
Atlanta?
It looks like they're going. They got confirmation that they can use my sister-in-law's sister's condo.
Did you sign
in
off
Atlanta.
On it?
I don't care if they go. I think they should go.
Wait, but who's paying for John's? Big John's.
Big ticket. John's going to have to pay for his own ticket. I'm not financing
you
him.
I mean, maybe Little John will help him out.
No.
Little John. Hey, listen. Little John needs a partner in crime.
$13,000 tickets, everyone.
Have you capped their spending budget?
No, I'm not. No, because they are not my problem. John, ooh, my husband.
Did you tell your husband straight up, we are not paying for my brother's ticket?
Believe me, John feels that way.
People want to until they're there and they're like, well, look,
I got it.
I can't pay
it.
That, so I'm not going. I'll wait at the condo.
Okay, bye.
No, John will be like, well, I'm not going to leave you at the condo.
Well, then he'll just go to the condo with him.
Next project, you're going to do work for us. How's that? You're going to be one of the bricklayers for the next home project we do.
If he can't afford to go, I'm sure he won't go.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's fun.
Hey, everybody.
This is a fun story.
This
are they going to report from Atlanta for us? Can we get them on the phone?
No, will they be there? I'm sure they're flying home Sunday or Monday after the game.
They're not flying home the night of the game.
Yeah, they're not flying home Sunday.
They're not?
No.
No.
Well, why don't you guys just let me know if they can call them? I don't know.
I'll let you know if they can call early Monday morning.
Okay.
I'll
so
get on that.
Fun.
Okay.
All hungover.
Yeah, I'm
still
sure they'll
drunk.
Be. I'm sure they'll be in great shape to be on the air.
It'll
with
be
us.
Either the most celebratory call or
crying.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It'll be...
Well, the guys put up a good fight. You know, it's good that, they, you know, they had a great season and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Listen, Tom's been there 9 times in the last 18 years. Mm. He's the best of all time.
He's the best. He's the best. He's still the best. It's good. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's all right. It's fine. So, well, we have to go to the bar now. So, see you later, guys.
Yeah, that'll be great. Hey, people who like 50 Shades of Grey, author E.L. James has a new book coming out on April 16th called The Mister. The Mister is a contemporary romance set in London. It introduces readers to the privileged and aristocratic young Englishman, Maxim Trevelyan. I'm sure I'm butchering that. And the mysterious, talented, and beautiful Alicia DiMacci. She's recently arrived in London, owning little more than a dangerous and troublesome past.
Hey.
Oh. She sold 100 million copies of the 50 Shades books.
Dang.
Plus, there was the, I mean, it's basically right. a $1 billion film franchise. 3 films. I'm sure people saw
Man,
those.
Don't you just break your pencil after that and go, I'm good.
Done.
Well, maybe she doesn't have enough money yet.
Anyway, she just has more stories to tell.
I guess. New erotic romance on the way, everybody. I don't know if this one has a BDSM element on it, but they're going to be banging for sure. So enjoy. April 16th, this looks like The Mister will be out. And just quickly, added to the Grammys performance lineup, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Miley Cyrus.
What? Oh, the Grammys performance.
The performances, like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, Miley Cyrus will be good.
Yeah, she'll be great. Neither of them are up for any Grammys this year, but they've both been nominated in the past. Mm-hmm. And so, let's see.
I read this article by a guy who was talking about what a complete joke the Red Hots are. And I was...
What?
He's just making this argument. And you can make an argument for anything. But I got sucked into it and then just couldn't stop reading it. And I was like, at the end, I just thought, what a negative way to look at some guys who came from nowhere and made it.
Fight Like
top.
A Brave showed up in my playlist yesterday. I was like, I love this band.
Yeah, they're great.
They're not a joke. Oh, my God. I'm angry. Don't send me that link.
It was hard to
that.
Stomach. I grew up on that band.
Yeah, they're great. They're like, you know. They're
fun-loving guys. They, you know, they're doing a lot with very little.
They've hung in there despite massive problems.
Yes, massive.
I love the Chili Peppers. Okay, what's coming up in the news? Vincent!
Financial secrets you keep from your person.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, LSD makes the news and more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9 gets tickets to see Santana and the Doobie Brothers. June 26th at Shoreline Amphitheater. The tickets are, for the show go on sale today at 10 a.m. at livenation.com.
Cool.
And we'll give a pair to caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You want to check them out? Call right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way.
Oh, my way?
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org.
.org.
First, number one, ST, mm-hmm. norcalcu.org.
I like that honest and local part.
Yeah.
Good.
Here's what's happening. The NHL is in town.
Yeah.
The festivities are on. It's a big event. Unlike the Pro Bowl and the NFL, people who watch hockey love their All-Star game.
Oh.
So it's,
is that tomorrow night?
I believe the game is tomorrow night, but there's all kinds of stuff happening. And and they do a pretty good job being accessible to their fans. I've been watching, like, our friend Alden.
Yes.
Is super into hockey.
He loves hockey.
And you see him pictures with, mm-hmm. with some of the players and the mascots. And so people do get out and mm-hmm. sort of get into it. So
cool. If you enjoy
there's
that,
something
this
to do
is your
for
weekend.
You. Right. I don't know this reporting agency, Reveal. I've never heard of it.
Reveal.
I don't know if it's an on.
It's on NPR. I listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
They're legit.
So, there you go. They're legit, everyone.
All right.
Local Facebook reportedly duped kids into spending their parents' money in online games. That's their finding. The social media giant targeted kids in an aggressive effort to pump up revenue from games like Angry Birds, Petville, Ninja Saga. Reveal reported, citing court documents from a class action lawsuit.
Wow.
The report is based on more than 135 pages of unsealed documents that include internal company memos, secret strategies, and employee emails. Again, brought to you by Reveal, whoever that is. A federal judge ordered the documents, which are from 2010 to 2014, unsealed.
Oh, so
after
everyone gets
request
to see them.
From the publication. What they're saying here is one teenager reportedly spent $6,500 over 2 weeks of Facebook gaming, and the company denied refunds.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
Employees called such gamers whales, which Reveal noted is a casino industry term for people who lose tons of money.
Yep.
Big spenders. Except
so
when
some
you're
family got
on...
saddled with, that's ridiculous.
Some little personal concierge in Vegas at the casino, the whale's coming. One of the whales is coming.
Oh, you're kidding.
My whales.
Oh, one of my whales is here.
Yep, and you know, give them a free room.
Sure. Hell, we want you to stay here. Yeah. Would you like some free dinner too? And how about tickets to a show? And in the meantime, why don't you sit down at this table here?
Facebook didn't immediately respond, but in 2016 agreed to update their terms and provide dedicated resource for refund requests related to purchases made by minors on Facebook.
Yeah, that's lame.
But for a while there. A
couple years, it sounds like.
And we talked about this just the other day. Often, whether it's Google or Facebook or Apple or Craigslist, these things, these services, the stuff you use... you find yourself unable to get to anybody.
If you run into a problem, you are alone.
And others
on your rock.
Wrote when we first talked about this, oh, but there's certain, you can get them on, not all of them.
Mm-mm.
Some of them, yes, you can. They have a chat line or they'll get back to you in 48 hours if you submit your email. But even then, you're sort of, you are alone for a minute there. And in this case, clearly they were not
responsive. $6,000 in 2 weeks.
Most people, that sinks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even
most people are trying
to
dig out from under their credit card debt, and now your kid has just dumped $6,000 on you, and Facebook is like, no, we can't hear you. What are you saying?
Speaking of money, roughly one in five Americans in a live-in relationship keeps a checking, savings, or credit card account hidden from their spouse or partner.
Oh.
That adds up to 29 million people whose financial secrets could plague their love lives.
John had a secret account.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I know. I only just recently found out about it because I was looking through something.
I thought this was like in the past.
No, I just found out about it. He still has it. He goes, oh, don't worry. I paid him out of my account. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? He goes, you know, the one I set up to pay for your 50th birthday party.
Mm.
So he set up some account. Allegedly.
Is that where Big John's ticket is going to come from?
Yeah.
You know what? If it does, I won't know because I don't know anything about this account. But he said that because I do all the financials. And he was like, I had to put deposits down on the Fairmont.
Sure.
I had to pay for the equipment that we brought in. All the, you know, he did a big 50th birthday weekend for me.
Yeah, bash.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I couldn't have done that. You would have been like, where did these giant sums of money go? And I was like, you're right, I would have.
Yeah.
Somehow I didn't notice that these other giant sums of money.
So do you know how much is in there currently?
I don't. It's through our
Well, let's
Merrill
hope
Lynch
he's siphoned enough off for the Super Bowl
tickets.
Well,
let's hope so, because I don't want to see any giant sums of money disappearing.
At the very least, he's going to have to buy your brother John's ticket.
Will you stop it? He's not buying that. If John Clark is going to go, he's going to go on his own dime. It's ridiculous. We're not paying for that.
Listen to you putting your foot down on the air. You know you're 20 times braver when there's a mic in front of you
that
than
is
when
true.
Real
Vinny,
life
it's more like 100
you.
Times braver.
100 times braver into the mic than
well,
you are in
Well, I
don't
want to be in a
life.
Fight with John, you
right.
know? I don't want to be in a fight with either one of those Johns, but I'm pretty sure John, I don't have to tell my John that he can't pay for my other John.
Over half the people in relationships likened keeping financial secrets to physical infidelity.
What? Really? What would you think if you found out that Christina had secret accounts from
It's totally different in that we both have come. We've only recently joined our finances together, and it was one of the things that I was pretty hesitant. I didn't even consider doing it.
Oh.
I really didn't. I didn't ask her. I didn't want to.
She wanted to do it.
Well,
to
she
consolidate
brought it up.
It.
Well, no, she brought it up because our lives had been very segregated, and it was one of the problems in our relationship. And I was like, okay,
this just makes it one step harder for us to break up.
Well, it wasn't so much that, although I'm sure somewhere in my pea brain that went through it. I don't doubt it. I can't
easily just walk away now. She's got no access to my account.
I can't deny that. But I do feel like, okay, I get that. You know, I've certainly heard that in a past relationship where I was told, it feels like you're 1 foot out the door. Mm. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And I was like,
oh, boy. Well. Why? Because I won't pay off your debt?
Squirrel.
Right.
Look over there.
Yeah. So I sort of went, okay, well, that's fair. If I'm creating a segregated atmosphere, that's not going to help us as a couple.
Right.
So we joined our stuff. So anyway, back to your question. If it turns out she had a credit card I don't know about, I would say, good on you. Mm. I'm not in your business anyway. Right.
I wouldn't want to be.
I didn't ask. Right. I've never asked, like, hey, do you got something I don't know? You know what I mean?
Right. No, I never asked either.
So,
I would have never known.
Right. If I had said, tell me exactly what you're holding, and she said, and didn't say, maybe you know what I mean?
Right. If you'd asked a direct question,
yeah,
and
like,
she'd
tell me all your credit cards as we're doing this consolidation. But I didn't do that.
Do you guys check with each other over certain purchases? Like, is there a dollar limit that you would be like, well, I can't do that. I got to talk to the missus about it.
We haven't yet.
Neither of you is a crazy spender either.
Right. No, I don't think so.
For shopping. You ever see your shopping bills and go,
No. She's actually really good. If anybody's bad, it's me. And there's no question I've been like, well, I must have this surfboard. I'm going to surf way better with this board than I do on the current boards I've got now.
I'll just sell one of those.
Yeah, well, of course I'll sell one of those, but I need this one now, right now.
For today.
You're coming home with me.
Mm, I love you.
My pretty.
My precious.
No one but me will touch you from this day forward. So sure, yeah, I mean, there's... And actually, we were just texting each other because we got paid, and I put $1,000 into each of the kids, $529, and I was
nice.
Saying, and I said that, you know, this is what I did, and she goes, thank you, and I said, don't thank me. You will be paying for my old retired ass soon enough, because that's how that's gonna go.
And what'd she say to that?
She said, fun.
She said fun.
Yeah, she said fun.
She's funny. I love her.
She reached out to me for wedding venues.
Oh, did she? Oh, how exciting. Boy. Yeah, so, we need to get a date going, Vinny. Yeah. We need to... sales is breathing down our neck for vacation dates.
Should I actually talk to her? How do you want me to do this, Vin? Do you want me to talk to
her? If she's asking... Well, I don't know what did she ask you?
She says, I understand you know the North Bay really well. And you know, I'd love to hear like your suggestions.
Feel free to write her back with whatever you've got.
All right, I don't want to do anything without permission.
Nothing is
that honing place. I thought that was a beautiful setting.
That's the first place I was going to call.
You're friends with that chick, so she's nice. She's real nice.
What's up, Regina?
Really nice. Yeah, I like those. People.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Is Regina the place you disinvited?
No.
Is Regina the woman that you disinvited?
No. That was Susan and Becky.
Oh, okay.
They're invited to my 4th of July party.
They are?
Yeah.
Regina and Susan and Becky are invited?
Oh, you want to invite Regina,
because after
too?
That fiasco with Larry.
I don't really know Regina. I mean, I know her. But I know Susan and Becky.
Right. You're into them. Yeah. Which one's eyes were like, you fell right into them?
Becky.
Right. Don't do drugs, kids. This is what could happen to you. A 15-year-old kid near Cincinnati dropped LSD Wednesday morning and started groping several female staff members at his school.
Oh, no.
Which is weird. I don't want to say I've done LSD, but I have. And it's not one of those sexual drugs. Mm. It really.
You're saying you never like went, I got to get my hands on some boobies.
I just didn't think about girls while I was doing that at all, really. And anything, it's more of a nature thing.
Oh.
You get into nature and sounds.
Color.
Music.
Look at the veining on this leaf. It's amazing. And every single one of these leaves has the same kind of pattern on it. Like that. But each one is also a total individual. I'm just going to look at this for
Don't
a while.
Don't you feel like God just cracked open your mind?
Oh, man.
And poured everything's in all his, changed. Yeah, everything's forever.
Okay. Also, you know how, I might be able to fly. I'm going to head to that cliff
Nobody
and see
says
if that's
that,
true.
Sarah. Nobody. Uh-huh.
You know how your cable company has sort of screensavers?
Yes.
Really pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Scenes.
I know. I love that.
Oh, one time. I did that.
Was that on LSD? And I was looking at that. Oh my God, you were?
For hours. I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. Look at the colors. I want to go there. Look at that one. Wow, look at the colors, how they blend it. Oh my God, so stupid.
Yeah, don't do it, kids.
So every time I see
the
screensavers, you know, when my TV does that, I always think about that.
I'll tell you. First of all, I've only done that stuff a handful of times. But
several handfuls.
That is not what
handful.
I said.
It was like a lot of hands.
Yeah.
A handful of times, Sarah.
All the hands in that studio.
Yeah. No.
And then some of the hands in your
in
studio,
our studio
too.
Yeah.
But I wasted one of them the whole night. We stared at a fish tank and listened to Pink Floyd Animals and just kept turning it over and over and stared at these fish. A red devil. And an Oscar swimming around in this fish tank. And we just turn it over. Oh, my God, the music stopped. Turn it over. I'm not getting up.
That
you
was in
up.
The olden days, kids. He means by turn it over, he means lift up the 12-inch vinyl record, flip it over, and put the stylus back down on it to start
exactly
the next
right.
side.
It was an
turn it over.
It was an LP.
Of course it was. Animals is so good. There's only like 5 songs on it.
It's long, though. Those are long songs.
Well, Dogs is my... probably my all-time favorite song of all the songs in the world. It's 17 minutes long.
Masterpiece.
Mm. Yes.
I honestly think, you know how people say the best band? Mm. Maybe not my personal favorite band, but I think the best band of all times is Pink Floyd.
I'm with you.
Like, what's better or more creative?
Listen to David Gilmour. The... Oh, so good.
Back to our young man in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
Don't do drugs.
Dropping LSD.
Don't do drugs.
And if you are going to do them, look at a fish tank and listen to Pink Floyd.
15-year-old kid in Cincinnati dropped LSD Wednesday morning. Then he started groping several female staff members.
Oh, no. Now he's in big trouble.
First he grabbed a teacher's boob and then ran out of the building.
Oh, man.
So a school cop brought him back in, and next he got handsy with the school secretary. Then, while the cop was trying to cuff him, he lunged at his principal and grabbed her.
Wow. Oh, my God. You dummy. You're
he also said
everyone.
A few R-rated things that aren't repeatable.
Oh, boy. Do you have them written down there?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Police took him to a hospital where he yelled, "I'm an Avenger," and tried to choke a nurse with a stethoscope.
Oh, my God.
He admitted he'd taken LSD and claims he got it from his dog.
Oh, his dog.
This doesn't, you're right, it doesn't sound like LSD.
It doesn't.
Maybe he called Angel Dust LSD? It was on PCP or something?
This is bad.
Well, you don't always know what you're getting with that.
True.
Yeah.
The very first time it happened, I told you the story, the kid I'm with, he's like, I got this stuff. And they were little teeny stamps, the size, like that size.
Like the top of a match head.
Yeah, they're tiny. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and they had album covers on them.
What?
They were called album cover. That's what the brand was.
Oh.
He goes, "Look what I got."
Was it printed?
$5 each. It was printed on it. And I was like, "Oh my God, dude, you're so dumb. You just got completely ripped off. You know what we could have done with that $10? Could have gone to Santa Ana and bought a dime." Right. Exactly.
Oh God.
And I took it right there. I'm like, "This isn't gonna do anything to you." And then I did that at lunch, and by my last class was computer class. Yeah. I ran out of the I left my backpack. Mm-hmm. I left all my stuff and took off running.
And these days, doesn't it seem like we hear stories like this, that drugs these days are so much stronger?
Right.
Or, yeah, and what I'm getting at is I didn't even know.
All kinds of crazy stuff, so stay away, kids.
Yeah, kids, don't do it.
I had no idea what I was taking. And certainly this kid may have been sold something bad.
Yeah.
Who knows who made it?
Scary.
It is, you know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things. Sarah, the way to get over having show spoiled is for you to watch it with the rest of us. Take a nap, girl. We're tired of waiting for you to catch up.
Hey, that goes to every listener as well. Just so you know, that's not just for us. It's for you people, too.
Shania Twain and Mutt also both swap partners with another couple who they were friends with.
They did. Yeah. But Jeff Bezos' wife isn't going to go with the...
Not that we know.
What's her name? Lauren Sanchez.
Mackenzie's
the one he's divorcing. Lauren Sanchez, her husband. I don't think her husband and Mackenzie are going to get together.
No, I doubt it. Although she, well,
they'll probably have some drinks together though and commiserate.
Sure.
Maybe they will get together. I don't know.
650 says Gavin Newsom took his buddy's wife.
Oh, snap.
He did.
Oh, that's messed up.
Took her.
Is it
true though?
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. It's messed up.
And when you say took her, it doesn't mean took her on, just took her.
I don't know what any of this means.
You know.
510 says, I had the same cancer as Steve Jobs called neuroendocrine carcinoma. I had a Whipple procedure, which saved my life, and I've been cancer-free for 8 years. And if Steve had gotten that surgery, he would be alive today.
Wow.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But he actually said, I regret going out into the desert to meditate on my cancer. I wish that I had attacked it brutally.
Gazoontite, LMFAO. I'm going to start saying it like that. Gazoontite.
No, that's like closer to the right way. You were saying Gazoontite. It's Gazoontite.
Gazoon.
You tell me. They're spelling it like you say it.
Well,
yeah.
Let's see.
No, we're saying
Gazoontite.
We're saying it the right way.
In the middle. Highlighted.
Gazoon.
No, they're saying Gazoontite. It's Zoon is the one that's supposed to be Gazoontite.
Oh.
They're saying it. They're saying it your way.
I don't know.
Gazoontite.
I don't say it anyway. I was trying to think of another way of saying it because I say bless you.
Yes.
And it is weird because bless you really isn't associated with sneezing at all or shouldn't be.
Right.
Well, understand, when you sneezed back in the day in like the 1450s, everyone thought the deep
1450s.
The demons were coming out of you. The demons. So if you said bless you or God bless you, the way you should say it, throw in an amen. If you said God bless you, amen, then you're preventing the demons from going back into you because you've sneezed them out.
Or into you. Now you've just had God's name on your lips and now that their sneeze isn't coming to you.
Say God, everyone who hears it, everyone who says it.
I say God bless you.
You say God bless you?
I don't even say God bless you. I say God bless you.
I've also heard
that it was God blessed you.
Yes.
Like that you, not that you copped out a demon, but that supposedly your heart skipped a beat and God allowed it to start back up after you sneezed.
That one seems like a stretch.
God blessed you.
707 says, say salud when someone sneezes. Salud. Spanish speaking people say that instead of bless you, and it means you're wishing good health upon someone.
My dad used to always say
salud.
That.
Yeah.
You know, my problem with that is I grew up in a family where my mom, she understood Italian, and a lot of the Italian words, she said them in a way that they didn't. That's not the way that's spelled. Like, you know, we say ricotta cheese.
Ricotta cheese,
she'd
go,
ricotta. And I'm like, where in the hell?
Ricotta.
So she'd be saying normal words up until ricotta. And I'm like, I don't understand that.
It's like on The Sopranos where they say, I had some gabagool.
Yeah, gabagool.
Which was capicola, right?
Right, exactly right.
Gabagool.
And the salute is like,
I'm thinking your little girl saying, guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Exactly right.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, it is Friday and we've got the new music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.